Frugalpreneur.
Liftoff.
How to launch, manage, and market your online business for under $100 per month. Here's your host, Sarah St. John.
All right, well, we have Josh from Privy, and could you just start out by telling us what Privy is and how it helps entrepreneurs?
Sure. So Privy is software that sort of sits on top of your website, and our mission is really to help small and medium-sized business grow their email list, reduce site abandonment, and drive online sales. And we do that in a couple of different ways. Through sort of targeted on-site displays, things like pop-ups and banners and bars, as well as some automated email marketing and newsletters as well.
Okay. Yeah, one tool I really like that y'all have, but I don't know that anyone else has, is the Spin to Win. Can you tell us how that works?
Yeah, sure. So Spin to Win is a really cool way to grow your email list. Basically, what happens is, when someone arrives on your site, you can have this sort of game pop-up that we call Spin to Win, where they enter their email address and the wheel spins, like very game show style, and then you control what prizes are given out how often. So whether that's 10% off, it could be free shipping, it could be, you know, anything you want. It's completely configurable, and it's a really engaging way for people to wind up joining your email list. We actually see it as one of the top converting display types that we have. And especially for sort of consumer-focused brands, it's a really fun thing to add to your website as well.
Okay. And then when someone wins something, I guess, how do they redeem that? They just get a coupon code for it, or?
Yeah. So in most cases, people will deliver a coupon code. There's sort of a couple different ways that that code can get delivered. So after the wheel spins, it'll show like a thank you message that includes some text about what they've won, as well as the discount code that they've received. You can also set it up so that an email automatically is sent to that person that includes those same two things, the code, as well as any text that you want to do around it. And you can completely configure that email to, you know, have your brand colors and messaging and all of that stuff as well. But we'll automatically insert the winning text and the winning coupon code.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't tried using that one yet because I have to think of that out sometime, because I think that that would have a good conversion rate on it.
Yeah, for sure. The other thing to think about there is, you know, because it's completely in your control how often each thing comes up with, while it looks like there's a lot that you need to think about, you could actually have, you know, one or two different items that you're actually giving away, and have those two be the only two that come up as winners.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see. And can you tell us a bit about some of the other tools that you have, like the pop-ups, the bars? I mean, there's so many options that you have, and how does someone decide, you know, which of those to use? Because I would think if they used all of them or a lot of them, that that could get overwhelming to a website visitor. So I guess, is there?
Yeah, for sure. You definitely don't want to use all of those things targeted to everyone, right? So that would be an awful experience for everyone, and shoppers would go running for the hills. But so there's a bunch of different display types that we offer. So you touched on a few of them: pop-ups, banners, bars. Bars sit at sort of the top or bottom of the screen. Banners can open from the top or bottom of the screen, what we have called flyouts, which sort of come in from the sides or the bottom of the screen. There's a little bit of movement there. The spin to win games, and then pop-ups, which is probably the most popular thing that we have. And the nice part is you can control exactly when and to whom they're shown, right? So you can control whether it launches immediately when someone lands on your site, whether it's time-based, so maybe wait 10, 20, 30 seconds to let people sort of peruse your site before something like that is triggered. Or you can do it, you know, if you have a blog, for example, and you want people scrolling down the page to get engaged, you can set it to show at 25% or 50% of the way down the page. So making it a lot more contextual for shoppers. In addition to that, you can use all sorts of on-site segmentation rules. So for example, you can show one thing to people who are visiting your site on a desktop versus another thing like a flyout, which is better for mobile visitors. It sort of formats better. You can choose to show one offer to people who have $0 already in their shopping cart versus if someone has maybe $100 in their shopping cart and you want to give them a better offer to close that deal, you can control based on the value of what's in their cart. And tons of other things that you can look at, whether that's location or number of pages they've looked at or number of times they've been to your site. So you can create all of these different campaigns without having them actually overlap and really distract from the overall experience.
Okay. And then it looks like you also have the A-B testing where you can see which converts better.
Yeah. So the A-B testing is really cool. We use that on our own site all the time when we're testing new messaging or different offers. And yeah, that's a really simple way to just create a couple different variations of the same campaign and see which one's going to perform better. So whether that's testing out different offers, maybe you're testing like a 10% off versus a free shipping, or you could test out just design, right? So different colors, different fonts, things like that, or even different triggers and segmentation rules. So you may want to say, should I show this at 30 seconds or should I show this at, you know, 5 seconds? You can run tests like that. You just want to ideally isolate one single variable that you're testing, but you can basically, it's a really simple thing to do that can give you some nice results and point you in the right direction.
Okay. And then you also have email marketing, which that available for the free plan, or is that just an extra add-on, or how does that work?
Yeah, so sure. So yeah, most people know us for our pop-ups, but we actually have, we've launched an email marketing tool as well. That's an additional paid feature. And yeah, there's sort of like four elements to what our email marketing product can do. So the first is sort of your basic newsletters where you can just send an email to all of your contacts, you know, pretty standard email marketing stuff. But we also allow you to create sort of behavioral segments within that. So if you want to send an announcement, say, to everyone who signed up for your Black Friday sale, you could do that. If you wanted to send an announcement just to people who hadn't been on your website in the last 30 days, but have opted in for your emails, you could do that. So there's some additional functionality there. In addition, you know, and that's because we're already sort of installed on your site and we're tracking a lot of things for you. We're able to access that information and apply it to your email send. In addition, for those people who are on Shopify or on BigCommerce, we offer abandoned cart emails, and those are really powerful. So basically the way that works is that anyone who has opted into your emails through any privy form ever, if we know who they are and they come to your site, they add something to their cart and they leave without completing their purchase, we can email that person a reminder or even a series of emails trying to drive them back to your site to complete the purchase. And a lot of abandoned cart solutions will focus really on what's actually called checkout abandonment. So imagine from a shopper perspective, you add some, you're browsing around, you add something to your cart, you go to checkout. As part of that checkout process, they'll ask you for your email address and you can check a box to opt in. That's the only way, and then you abandon. That's sort of the only way that those checkout abandonment emails can be triggered. But with Privy, it's actually really cool because we already know who you are. If you signed up for an email list at any time, we can send those abandoned cart emails to anyone, even if they never make it to the checkout stage. You know, I don't know about you, but I often will add something to the cart and leave without ever getting the checkout. So really expands the pool of people who are eligible. And then the last element of our email marketing. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say that's great. I see on the website where it's like checkout versus cart abandonment. And I'm like, what's the difference? But that explained it for me.
Right. Most people really don't understand the difference. And it's sort of talked about as if it's the same thing. But ultimately, it's really not. It's very limiting to think only about checkout abandonment. So that's a pretty cool thing that we do. And then The last one is order follow-up emails, which are brand new for us. So, you know, in addition to whatever transactional email someone might get once they make a purchase, we can use that purchase event to trigger one or more emails, maybe an hour later or a day later. They let you do different things. Like in a lot of cases, a lot of our customers will send just like a nice thank you note from the CEO of the company, thanking them for their purchase. It can confirm what was bought. If you want, you can sort of pull in an order summary. And then a lot of times they'll ask for a review in that context, or, you know, maybe do a series where 3 days later they're recommending additional products or something like that. So just a bunch of different ways to make it really easy to trigger, to sort of set and forget some of this email marketing stuff.
Yeah. And then one thing I really like is that you have a free plan available, which pretty much I don't think anybody does or at least they don't offer as many features for the free plan. That's currently the plan
it's cool because, you know, I think for us, you know, we're a relatively small company and, you know, we're entrepreneurs ourselves. And we think it's really important that, you know, people just starting out who aren't getting a ton of traffic to their stores can take advantage of some really cool tools. You know, we talk about all the time, you know, just because you're small doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to really great marketing technology. So that's something that's really important to us. We see a ton of people who get a lot of value out of our free plan. And then ultimately, when they want to take advantage of like some of that segmentation stuff that I was talking about before or the email marketing stuff, you know, they're ready to upgrade. But for new businesses just getting started, starting to build an audience, we think it's super important to let them do that for free.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I like, you're able to implement it on multiple websites because it seems like a lot of the other companies, you know, you can only put it on maybe one website or three websites, or the different plans are divided up that way. Like this plan, you can only do one website, this one, three, whatever. But it looks like with y'all, you can put it on any number of websites. And it really all that matters is how many website visitors you have total. Is that correct?
Correct. So yeah, we see people who, you know, they're trying to start three things at once, you know, figure out what's going to work best. And again, we don't want to penalize anyone for doing that. So we'll just sort of total up the page views there and figure that out. But again, we want to put people who are just figuring stuff out. I think that, you know, it certainly varies a bit, you know, for example, those spin to win campaigns work really well in some cases and feel off brand in other cases. But I think, you know, for most people, we see really three things that are most valuable. So the first is just like having a nice welcome pop-up, right? So, you know, whether it's 5 or 10 seconds after someone arrives, greeting them in an on-brand way, encouraging them to join your email list in exchange for, you know, whether it's 10% off or giving them a reason to sign up. Those work great. It's like the most basic thing ever. But they perform really well. The other two things, certainly cart abandonment emails can be really powerful for folks. And then what we call a cart saver pop-up is also really valuable. So these are driven by what's called exit intent. I think I forgot to mention this before as a way to trigger a pop-up. So basically the way exit intent works is when someone appears to be leaving a site, so their mouse is, say, moving towards the X to close out a browser or go to a back button, that can trigger a pop-up. It works a little bit differently on mobile, but similar concept. And so you can use exit intent to capture emails before people go. It sort of stops abandonment before it happens. But what we call these cart savers leverage that to say, okay, you've got a certain value in your cart. You've already got items in your cart. And we'll put this on to the cart page, or some people will do it site-wide. And they'll give a special offer to complete the purchase today. Right. So maybe they'll up that offer or, you know, whatever the right messaging is, but you can really speak to people in that moment if you're using your triggers right. So instead of just sort of a generic, don't leave, sign up for my email list, you can say like, you've already added something to your cart, complete your purchase today and get X, right? So it really allows you to have that more contextual message. And those are really powerful for a lot of our merchants.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize about that one. So is that a feature within the segmentation, or how do you set that up?
Yeah, so the exit intent, that trigger is available on our, in any of our plans. It's just a setting when you're designing your pop-up, you can choose time-based, scroll-based, or exit intent, and or any combination of those things. And then the cart saver part, where you're targeting based on what's in someone's cart, that is part of our sort of paid segmentation email marketing product. And then we're also doing a lot of work, which we hope to launch later this year, just around reporting and helping to tie some dollars to the things that, that people are getting out. So understanding of all the emails you've captured, what kind of revenue is associated with that, or with your cart abandonment emails, what sort of revenue is associated with that. You know, we know people really want to understand the value that they're getting from these email addresses. It's not, you know, so we're investing in that and just some overall ease of use enhancements to our platform.
Okay. And earlier we were talking about email marketing, and you were saying that like the segmentation and whatnot is on the paid plans, but is there also any, like when I go to the pricing, it does say like 3,000 email, and maybe this will change, but 3,000 emails.
Oh yeah. So what that is, those are the included in our free plan are our autoresponder emails. So those are the emails that go out when someone signs up for a form. So if they sign up for an offer or they join your list, you can configure an email, a single email to automatically go out to that person, sort of confirming their sign up. Or if you're offering a discount code, we can include that discount code right in there. And those are included in any of our plans.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for clearing that up, because I was kind of confused about the difference there. And
yeah, yeah, for sure.
And I guess you integrate with most email platforms and e-commerce platforms.
Yeah. So, yeah, for anyone who's not using our own email marketing tool, we do integrate with almost every email marketing platform that's out there. So as part of any of these campaigns, these pop-ups or other forms, we can set it up so that it automatically syncs that new contact right over to your email marketing provider, whether that's, you know, MailChimp or Constant Contact or Klaviyo. We have really solid integrations with all of those. We also have a really, really deep integration with Shopify and Shopify Plus, as well as BigCommerce. And then some easy to execute integrations that require a little bit of manual work with sites like Wix and Volusion. And frankly, you can drop our code into a WordPress site or a HubSpot site. Like there's really no limit to it. There's a little bit of varying functionality, but we definitely believe that being integrated everywhere is important. You know, as people switch, so for example, our own site, our website used to be a Squarespace site, now it's a HubSpot site, and we just brought our Privy account over from one to the other. We just moved that code. It was really easy to do, and that way we're not losing any of that data going forward.
Okay, yeah, and it looks like you also integrate with some Facebook marketing platforms and cart abandonment services and retargeting services.
Yeah, so we can sync to any number of different systems, whether it's a retargeting platform or whether it's like loyalty programs. And, you know, we have a bunch that have direct integrations as well as through Zapier. We can connect to, you know, thousands of additional mm-hmm. systems.
All right. Well, I think you answered pretty much all my questions, but if there's anything else you'd like to speak about,
No, I mean, I think, you know, the one thing I always like to talk about is you know, just the importance of building an email list. I think it's something that as marketers and as entrepreneurs, you know, it's like social media is sort of a sexier thing and there's a lot more talk about it and paid ads and all of that. But at the end of the day, the only two things that you actually own are your website and your email list, and getting people to opt in to your email list and grow your business that way is something that a lot of people sort of forget about along the way, or they figure they'll do it later. But doing that as you launch your store or your website is really foundational to building up your business over time. So that's my little soapbox thing that I always like to include. But and you know, we'd love for you to get started with Privy. It doesn't cost anything to do that. Just check us out at privy.com.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your time today and all that information. I think it'll be useful for my audience.
Great. Happy to do it.